couple things. A little bit of controversy, and it's funny. I find it incredibly funny. Because when you talk about being ready on day one and having good judgment, because that's always a point that Cruz and Rubio love to throw at Donald Trump or whoever. Ready on day one. Got to be ready to lead. Got to have good judgment. Got to have good people around you. Blah, blah, blah. And Ted Cruz puts out a commercial, okay? And the commercial is a Alcoholics Anonymous. That's the commercial. It's a parody of an Alcoholics Anonymous group. And they're basically talking about voting for somebody that betrayed them. And it's a bunch of conservatives saying that they voted for a candidate, and then once he got to Washington, he basically flipped. He deserted them. And the commercial was going after Marco Rubio and the fact that he says he's conservative. Because remember, I told you earlier, the debate is who's more conservative? Who is more conservative? Who is more conservative? You're not conservative enough. You don't like Jesus. You don't know what 2 Corinthians is. So you're disqualified. You used to have a position 5 years ago that's not in line with us conservatives. You're not conservative. That's the debate. So the ad ran, and I guess the Cruz camp didn't vet actresses well enough. Kind of like our government fails when vetting Syrian refugees. So the question is, if Ted Cruz and his team can't vet porn stars, how are they going to vet Syrian refugees? How are they going to do any vetting? How are they going to vet Supreme Court nominees? Because you know Ted Cruz and Ted Cruz supporters like Mark Levin want a strict constitutionalist. They want a conservative that follows the Constitution. Strict. Well, how is Ted Cruz and his team going to pull this off when they can't vet actors and actresses properly? Because, yes, one of the actresses, actually the main actress, like the main actress in this commercial bashing Rubio in this Alcoholics Anonymous parody, this main actress, Amy Lindsay, L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, did a bunch of porn. She was a porn star. I know. Isn't it great? It's Ted Cruz. That's what makes it even more hilarious that it's Ted Cruz. Listen, me, porn, whatever, you know. We all have strange, crazy pasts. But when you're the God man, when you get your marching orders from the big kahuna himself, when your speeches are all about getting the pastors out to vote, and it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And you're using porn stars for your TV spots. That's funny. And you even release a statement talking about the vetting process and how there was a breakdown. There's a breakdown in the vetting process. So is that what will happen when Ted Cruz is president and they have a Supreme Court nominee? And he goes for confirmation. And all of a sudden, you find out that he's pro-choice. He's pro-choice, pro-gay marriage, pro-open borders. It's run down the list that a true, legitimate, severely conservative would be offended by. And the Cruz people and Cruz himself will go, I guess the vetting process failed. Really? Really, Ted? So I don't know. Who knows? I don't know. Is it a big deal? Is it not a big deal? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't know. The voters, the Mark Levin followers, the true conservatives, they'll have to decide. Is it a big deal that Ted Cruz and his team did not vet this actress properly? Who knows? Who knows? It's funny as hell, though. It's funny as hell. It's funny as hell. And like I said, it's only funny because it's the Jesus man. It's the Jesus man. Other than that, it wouldn't be a big deal. This was somebody for a Trump ad, not a big deal. If it was somebody for a Jeb ad, not a big deal. If it was somebody even for a Rubio ad, not a big deal. I mean, Rubio's wife was a cheerleader. I'm not saying that's in line with doing softcore porn, but, you know, Miami Dolphins cheerleader, for heaven's sake. You know, at some point she was doing dirty things. But it's that Ted Cruz is the Jesus man. That's funny. That's what's funny. That's the funny thing. It's not the porn past of this girl. It's not that. It really isn't. It's the Ted Cruz Jesus conservative thing. That's the comedy. And especially when the cameras were at a Cruz headquarters in South Carolina, And one of the reporters were there, and I seen it on CNN or MSNBC or one of those stations. And the reporter is talking to the workers in the South Carolina headquarters. And even the workers are scripted. Because remember, the whole thing about Rubio is that he's a robot. And he has a script. Well, let's face it. Cruz has a script. Cruz has a whole act. He's just a lot better at the performance. And his supporters and his workers are all the same. They're all the same. They sound like those Jesus people that are at the airport, or they come to your door and knock on it. Hi, we're from Jesus and Latter Day Saints. We would like to. They all sound like that. So the reporter is in this campaign room, and they have scripts. They literally have scripts, and they have one script. So if a volunteer is talking to an old person, here's the script of what they say. If they're talking to a young person, if they're talking to someone in college, and then they have a script if they're talking to an evangelical. So if they're talking to a Jesus freak. Remember, evangelicals, the whole concept of an evangelical is turning. Their whole thing is turning you. They want to turn you. That's an evangelical. They want to turn you. It's kind of ISIS light. It's ISIS without the head chopping off, burning in cages. But the concept of wanting to turn you is still there. You know, ISIS says, we'll kill you unless you convert to Islam. Evangelicals, they don't kill you. It's not what I'm saying, but they want to turn you. That's what makes them evangelical. Script. So it's funny. The porn actress in the Ted Cruz ad is funny because he's the Jesus guy. That's funny. That's it. Has nothing to do with people that do porn or people that are affiliated with campaigns that have sketchy pasts that might involve being naked. I mean, Donald Trump's wife posed for nude pictures. It's not the point. It's that Ted Cruz is the Jesus freak. And he wasn't able to properly vet. And vetting is very important. Vetting is extremely important, especially to true conservatives. Because we want a true conservative in the White House. Because this next president is going to probably have 3 to 4 Supreme Court picks. And we want to make sure that we have a true conservative that will check off every single box of what a true conservative is. And that's why vetting is important. And when Ted Cruz can't vet porn chicks from being in his TV ads, what makes you think he can vet a Supreme Court justice or some migrants or whoever else that needs to get a background check? Just saying. I'm just saying.